the intricate world of technical analysis. Let's dive into chart patterns. By Aidan Gray.
As I sit in my home office, surrounded by the tranquil Arizona landscape, I'm reminded daily of the parallels between the vast desert and the world of financial trading. My name is Aidan Gray, and I'm a day trader who's learned to decode the mysteries of the stock market through technical analysis. To me, the charts and graphs of the market are not mere numbers and lines. They are a language of their own. They speak of past market behaviors, offering glimpses into future trends. Each day, as I analyze the patterns formed by price movements and volume, I feel like a navigator charting a course through unpredictable seas. In technical analysis, chart patterns have become my most trusted guides. These formations, etched on my screen, are more than abstract shapes. They hold profound predictive power, telling stories of potential reversals and continuations in the market. Today, I want to take you through the intricacies of triangle and wedge formations. These patterns are not just elements of my trading strategy. They are critical players in the narrative of market dynamics. The triangle, with its converging lines, often signals a period of consolidation before a breakout. Though similar in form, wedge patterns speak of a different fate, hinting at imminent reversals. And then there's the head and shoulders pattern, distinct with its peaks and troughs, often signaling a significant shift in market trends. Join me on this journey as we delve deeper into these patterns. Understanding their nuances is not just about making predictions, it's about aligning our strategies with the rhythm of the markets. Together, we'll uncover the stories these patterns tell and learn how to apply this knowledge to our trading adventures. The geometry of market sentiment. Deciphering triangle formations. In the realm of technical analysis, triangle formations are revered as significant predictors of future price movements. These patterns materialize on price charts as the lines of support and resistance converge, creating a triangle-like shape. This convergence signals a period of consolidation, a battleground where the forces of supply and demand are almost in equilibrium, leading to a suspenseful pause in the trend before a breakout. Ascending triangle, the bullish catalyst. The ascending triangle is a distinctly bullish pattern, easily recognizable by its flat-top resistance line and an upward-sloping bottom support line. This formation typically unfolds during an uptrend, revealing that, despite several attempts, the price cannot surpass a certain resistance level. However, the rising support line indicates increasing buying pressure, suggesting the resistance might eventually give way. For traders, an ascending triangle is a forerunner of potential upward momentum. The repeated failure to break the resistance level may discourage sellers, while buyers gather strength. The culmination of this pattern often leads to a decisive breakout above the resistance, signifying the continuation of the prior uptrend. Descending triangle, the bearish precursor. In stark contrast to its bullish counterpart, the descending triangle is characterized by a flat bottom support line and a downward sloping top resistance line. This pattern typically develops during a downtrend, suggesting that the price is repeatedly repelled by a certain resistance level, while the support level holds. Traders often interpret the descending triangle as a prelude to further bearish movement. The inability of the price to break through the resistance level reinforces the dominance of sellers. A bearish breakout usually occurs when the price finally breaches the support level, continuing the existing downtrend. Symmetrical triangle, the market's equilibrium. The symmetrical triangle is a more neutral pattern, formed by the convergence of a downward sloping resistance line and an upward sloping support line. This pattern reflects a period where neither bulls nor bears have clear control, and the price moves within a tightening range, leading to a vertex. For market participants, the symmetrical triangle is a sign of indecision. Unlike the ascending and descending triangles, it doesn't inherently favor bulls or bears. The breakout direction, upward or downward, is uncertain until it occurs, making it crucial for traders to wait for a clear breakout signal before taking a position. The telling slopes of the market. Unraveling wedge formations. Wedge formations, often considered cousins of the triangle patterns, play a pivotal role in technical analysis. While they share a converging boundary feature with triangles, their distinctive characteristic lies in the direction of their sloping lines. In wedge formations, both the support and resistance lines move in the same direction, either upwards or downwards, creating a narrowing price range. These formations are key indicators of a potential reversal in the prevailing market trend. Rising wedge, the prelude to a bearish turnaround. The rising wedge is a pattern formed when the support and resistance lines ascend, with the support line climbing at a steeper angle. This pattern typically develops during an uptrend, but can occasionally appear in downtrends. The narrowing of the price range indicates that the uptrend is losing momentum, despite the higher price. In an ongoing uptrend, the rising wedge signals the weakening of the bullish force. The eventual breach below the support line is seen as a confirmation of a bearish reversal. Traders often view this pattern as a warning to prepare for a potential downward shift in the market trend. Falling wedge, the signal of a bullish resurgence. The falling wedge, conversely, is characterized by both the support and resistance lines sloping downward, with the resistance line descending more sharply. This formation is commonly seen during downtrends but can also form during uptrends. The contraction of the price range in this pattern suggests that the downtrend is running out of steam. For traders, the falling wedge is a beacon of hope in a bearish market. It indicates that selling pressure is diminishing and a bullish reversal is on the horizon. A breakout above the resistance line often validates this pattern, signaling a shift to an upward market trend. Contrasting with the head and shoulders pattern, deciphering peaks and troughs, the head and shoulders perspective. While triangle and wedge formations offer insights into market consolidation and potential trend reversals, the head and shoulders pattern brings a different dimension to chart pattern analysis. Known for its reliability, this pattern is often considered a forerunner of significant trend reversals. Description of the head and shoulders pattern. The head and shoulders pattern is characterized by three distinct peaks on a chart. The central peak, known as the head, is the highest, while the two surrounding peaks, or shoulders, are lower and approximately equal in height. This pattern typically forms after an extended uptrend, indicating exhaustion among buyers. The inverse head and shoulders, as the name suggests, is the upside-down version of the standard pattern. It features a central trough flanked by two shallower troughs and usually develops during a downtrend, signaling a potential bullish reversal. Differentiating features from triangle and wedge formations. Unlike the converging lines of triangle and wedge formations, the head and shoulders pattern is distinguished by its unique M or W shape. This structure is a result of specific price movements, a rally to a new high, the first shoulder, followed by a decline and a subsequent rally to a higher high, the head, and finally another decline and rally to a lower high, the second shoulder. While triangles and wedges indicate a consolidation phase with a breakout potential, the head and shoulders pattern specifically signifies a reversal in the prevailing trend. It highlights a critical shift in the market's sentiment, from bullish to bearish or vice versa. Interpretation of standard and inverse head and shoulders patterns. The standard head and shoulders pattern is viewed as a bearish reversal indicator. It suggests that after a prolonged uptrend, the market is transitioning to a downtrend. The neckline, drawn by connecting the lowest points of the two troughs, serves as a key level. A definitive break below this line confirms the pattern, indicating a sell signal. Conversely, the inverse head and shoulders pattern signals a bullish reversal at the end of a downtrend. A break above the neckline, in this case, acts as a confirmation of the pattern, indicating a buying opportunity as the market sentiment shifts from bearish to bullish. Harnessing chart patterns for strategic advantage. Recognizing and effectively applying chart patterns like triangles, wedges, and head and shoulders in trading can significantly enhance a trader's ability to make informed decisions. The key to capitalizing on these patterns lies not only in their identification, but also in understanding the market context in which they appear. How to recognize these patterns early. Regularly analyzing charts helps in honing the ability to spot these patterns early. Familiarity with the typical appearance and structure of each pattern is crucial. Pay attention to the volume accompanying the formation. For example, a true head and shoulders pattern often exhibits declining volume at the formation of the second shoulder. Combine pattern analysis with other technical indicators like moving averages or RSI, relative strength index, for confirmation. For instance, a rising wedge might be accompanied by a declining RSI, reinforcing its bearish implication. Understanding the context and market conditions for accurate interpretation. The broader picture. Always evaluate chart patterns within the broader market context. The historical trend, market sentiment, and macroeconomic factors can influence the effectiveness and reliability of these patterns. For example, an ascending triangle might have a higher probability of a bullish breakout in a strong bull market. Market volatility can impact the formation and interpretation of chart patterns. Be cautious during highly volatile periods as patterns may not adhere to typical expectations. Incorporating patterns into your trading strategy. Use the patterns to determine strategic entry and exit points. For instance, entering a trade after a breakout has been confirmed and setting a stop loss below the pattern's lowest point can be a prudent approach. Incorporate sound risk management practices. No pattern provides a guaranteed outcome, so it's vital to manage risk with proper position sizing and stop loss orders. The limitations of relying solely on chart patterns. While chart patterns are powerful tools, they are not foolproof. False breakouts or breakdowns are common, and patterns can sometimes lead to misleading signals. External factors such as economic news, geopolitical events, and market sentiment can dramatically influence the efficacy of chart patterns. A pattern that forms ahead of a major economic announcement might not follow the expected outcome due to the impact of the news. Mastering the art and science of chart patterns. As we conclude our exploration of triangle, wedge, and head and shoulders patterns, it's clear that these chart formations offer valuable insights into the market's pulse. However, their true power lies not just in their individual characteristics, but in how they are integrated into a broader trading strategy. Key distinctions: triangle formations. These patterns, including ascending, descending, and symmetrical triangles, are primarily indicative of a consolidation phase with a potential for continuation or reversal, depending on their structure. Wedge formations. Rising and falling wedges signal impending reversals. Their unique sloping lines moving in the same direction differentiate them from triangles. Head and shoulders pattern. This pattern, distinct with its three peaks, is a reliable indicator of major trend reversals, differing from the more neutral or continuation-oriented triangle and wedge patterns. The synergy of combined analysis. As I sit back in my chair, reflecting on the lessons the market has taught me, I realize that the true mastery in trading comes from a harmonious blend of different analysis methods. It's like looking at the desert through different lenses. Each perspective adds depth to the overall picture. In my journey as a trader, I've learned that relying solely on chart patterns like triangles, wedges, or head and shoulders is akin to navigating by the stars alone. Yes, they provide guidance, but it's the synergy with other tools that truly charts the course to success. Incorporating fundamental analysis brings in the broader economic view, like understanding the terrain. Paying attention to market sentiment is like feeling the wind's direction. It tells you what other traders are thinking and expecting. But it's not just about blending different methods. It's about understanding that this combination enhances risk management, like a seasoned traveler who knows to carry both a compass and a map. This synergy doesn't just increase my chances of successful trades, it also helps me navigate through market uncertainties with a balanced approach. So, as I share these insights with you, remember that the art of trading is not just about predicting the next move. It's about combining the wisdom of chart patterns with the insights from various analysis methods. This approach empowers us to make informed decisions, not just as traders, but as wise navigators of the financial markets. Our goal is not merely to foresee market movements, but to journey through them with confidence and wisdom, much like a traveler who respects the Arizona desert's vastness, yet knows his way through it.
Aiden Gray is an avid full-time trader living in Sedona, Arizona. He specializes in day trading futures and invests in the stock market with options. Aiden is a member of Lanterner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.